Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas. I'm Jen, Colton's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. And we have our producer, John.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Hi. You know, we're not in a restaurant today. We don't have margaritas, but we haven't recorded in a couple of weeks because life things have just gotten in the way. And being moms and parents, it's sometimes difficult. But we wanted to hop in studio today and get some fun content out to you guys. It is Earth Day, so we're going to talk about a topic that is very personal to me, which is sustainable clothing and actually retail shopping and thrifting. I've been doing it for about 2 years now. And it's something that I'm really...
I didn't either. This is going to be interesting.
It's actually my little side hustle.
Watch out.
Yeah. So we're excited to bring you that kind of near the end of the show today. But Shannon, what you been up to?
Well, let's see here. Like we said, we're moms. So life is crazy. Sports, baseball, flag football. We just had spring break last week. And of course, Easter took place. So we got to do some fun traveling. We went to the zoo in Columbia.
Nice.
Went to, let's see, Ripley's Aquarium. Where else did
you were visiting family, right, during part of Easter?
Well, my kids did and my husband did.
Okay.
One of the things that I got
you
done
had your
was
surgery.
I had LASIK done. I can see 2020. The first time in 31 years I'm not wearing glasses or contacts, so I don't know what to do with myself. It still hasn't hit me. I'm still grabbing for my glasses in the middle of the night thinking, oh, yeah, I need those. And then I'm like, wait, I don't need those.
Yeah. So you get, an extra 5 minutes back in the morning so you don't have to put your contacts in?
Exactly. Oh, wow. It's just crazy. My eyes weren't accepting the contacts anymore. And my glasses I couldn't see as well out of just because of how blind I was. Mm-hmm. So I'm not running to the walls anymore.
Yeah. Surgery was pretty easy.
Surgery was easy. The laser itself, I won't go in full detail because some people get a little freaked out about the procedure itself, but it only took about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Which is just amazing to think.
So you would recommend if somebody has the opportunity?
I would completely recommend. Just know there are, it's not side effects per se, but you know, the first couple of weeks you kind of still seeing a little cloudy, and then I like to call it rainbows because of the reflections. But there's no pot of gold at the end, which I keep looking for. But other than that, no, it's been awesome. It's been great. I am for, you know, glasses and contacts and all that good stuff because my oldest does wear glasses. So I've really tried to make sure to explain to him it is cool to wear glasses.
Absolutely.
But I just wasn't able to see that well out of my glasses. So
there's something about a little baby that has the glasses.
It's the cutest.
It is the most adorable thing. Yeah.
And Gabriel's been wearing glasses before he was 2 years old. And he has bifocals. So he's 7 now with the glasses and the bifocals with adult glasses now because of how, you know, big he is. It's just amazing how far we've come in technology.
Oh, yeah.
And things because you
But
think
it probably
about,
also teaches him responsibility because he knows that he has to
wear his glasses.
Wear them. Yes. Keep track of them.
Yes. And and it is. And, you know, and unfortunately, and this might be a topic for another day, but he has dealt with bullying with the glasses, which I've been down that road. I don't know. John, you wear glasses. I don't know if you've ever
been down that road. But I was bullied because I was skinny.
Okay. So many different ways. But so he's definitely learned his glasses pretty much, I think, brings him more confidence too.
Okay.
So, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So with that, and then of course, going to a baseball Pelicans game for opening night, and working. I mean, we've had so many things going on here at the chamber that we're running around in circles. But what you been up to?
Yeah, I was going to say for us, a lot of the same. We had one of the weeks that we weren't able to record was because our entire family was knocked out with flu-ish symptoms. Started with Colton, little man, and it just went right through our entire house. And just for an entire week, knocked out, like couldn't
That's
do anything. Yes, exactly.
I guess it's good that it hit you all together versus separately and then trying to keep away from one another.
I've gone
for
through
too long.
So many cans of Lysol just trying to disinfect everything around
the
house.
At least you can find it now.
Yeah, exactly. It's So that was an entire week of life that, I mean, just cancel it out. Like,
yeah.
We didn't do anything. Nothing got accomplished. Just trying to keep everybody healthy. So.
Did you, like, catch up on any, like, Netflix shows or
you know,
anything?
Well, I did watch something that, well, one of the old shows that I love, and I don't know if anybody, it's a like a teeny bopper show, but it was a show called Greek, and it was on ABC Family. Or,
I never watched it, but I know what
okay,
you're talking about.
Well, I love that show, so I rewatched that whole thing while I was homesick.
There you go.
But really nothing new. Didn't catch up on anything. Spent a lot of time with Mickey Mouse Club.
Oh, yeah. Hot dog. You know,
exactly. Hot dog. Hot diggity dog. but, you know, we attended Pelicans opening night as well.
Yeah.
Colton had a meltdown over ice cream, so.
I mean, you know, I get it. I would probably have a meltdown about ice cream, too.
A meltdown on ice cream.
John, what have you been up to?
Yeah. Oh,
well, besides work, I got this really cool VR camera.
Ooh, watch I out. Saw some of the videos
yes,
from the Skywheel.
Skywheel.
Yeah.
So have you seen that? So this is what I have here is a microphone, which is a 360 microphone.
That's awesome.
Oh,
that's
neat. Cool.
So besides that, I shot a wedding on Wednesday morning at the state park.
Really?
Very cold, very windy. Never experienced that.
Really?
What was the age frame of the couple? Were they like
I
older
think,
or younger?
No, probably 28.
Okay. Wednesday morning. That's an interesting
morning,
time.
Just the two of them.
Oh, now that's cool.
That's it. And she had a cape on, purple. Both of them had, she had a tiara. He had a crown.
Oh, now
I
that's neat.
I had never seen anything like that before.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we'll definitely be able to discuss a lot of wedding stuff when we have Eric Hunt, Myrtle Beach Wedding Officiant, on
good.
One day.
Yes.
Because
yes.
between him
stories.
And you,
oh,
you could
gosh.
Probably give us so
oh,
many
yeah.
fun stories.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the details behind weddings.
Right? Yes. You know, talk about weddings. My 10-year wedding anniversary is next week.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. No, we're not
Dang.
Doing anything.
I was going to say.
I've asked him a few times.
Isn't 10-year, is that the silver anniversary? What are you supposed to get on 10-year? Do you know? We don't do any of that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, because 1 year is like wood and all
yeah.
of that. But 10, you know how you're supposed to give like special
yeah,
gifts
special
each
gifts.
Year.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it would be for me like a day off from like kids and
yeah.
husband and just to chill.
Yeah. What day of the week is it? Or
it's
I mean,
a,
what?
April 27th.
April 27th. Okay.
So, yeah.
So then the following weekend you have Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get 2 days in a row.
Yeah, maybe.
Hanging out.
That's the truth. We have the next 2 weekends, we have flag football. And then the following weekend, we have dragon boat race with Ground Zero. So we're not going to be able to really do too much, which is totally fine.
Yeah.
When you're married, it seems like that first year, you're like, yeah, let's celebrate.
Yes.
And then the second year, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And now 10 years, it's like,
happy anniversary.
So,
are you getting
you
me
doing
a
the
card?
Laundry,
yeah, exactly.
Like folding the clothes and taking out the trash? Or
Yes. You're not going to surprise me with a card, are you? Because I'm not, definitely not going to Target to get
yeah.
one kind of thing.
Target? Oh, I'll be going to the Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
50 cents.
So, this is what you can get him.
Okay.
What's his favorite soft drink?
He doesn't really drink soft drinks.
Does he play softball?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, you can get him an aluminum bat. That's...
Oh, aluminum?
Aluminum.
Metal.
Ah.
Okay.
Aluminum.
So you get him a can of beer?
There we go.
Oh, can of
now,
beer.
No,
yeah.
we can definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we could
can
get... Some of his favorites are the local craft beers in the area.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that would be...
Hit up Grand Strand or
yeah.
Grand Strand Brewing or...
New South.
New
or
South,
something.
Absolutely.
Huh.
Look at
well,
that.
Then I'll make sure you tell him, you know... Don't give me the aluminum bat. I might start using it. Has it been this long? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
aluminum. Okay. Good to
yeah.
know.
All
good
right.
to know.
Sorry. Right. Going off topic again.
Yeah.
But,
no
know,
worries.
It's all
no
good. Because when's your anniversary? Is it? Do you have a fall anniversary?
We do. We got married October 28th.
Oh, mm-hmm. See... He would not do any fall anniversary
really?
Or weddings. Yep, this football.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the night that we got married was when the year that the Cubs were in the World Series. And it was the first night of World Series play. And there's actually one of my favorite photos is someone came, we had it on at the bar at the game, and Lewis and I were both standing at the bar, and somebody took a photo of us like from behind with the game.
That's awesome.
I was working for the Pelicans, and they were a Cubs organization at the time. We involved the sports right into our wedding.
But you know, that that's actually memorable.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, that makes the night. Yep. So that's cool.
Yeah. And then they won the World Series that year. So it was fun.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. And then that was when the Pelicans got the cool ring. And everything. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Fun. What John,
year was that?
We're 2016.
2016. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's see here. My math.
We'll be six years in October.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And John, you just celebrated a year, right?
Not yet, September.
September, okay.
Last year.
Wow, it seems like it's been a lot longer than that.
What's that mean?
In a good way, because we love Kathy.
Absolutely.
She's so sweet.
Yeah, we feel like she's been part of our lives
for a long time
already. Exactly.
2 years? Oh, 2020.
2020?
When you guys met?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. And y'all survived the COVID years. So y'all are like, there's nothing messing you guys up.
Right.
Get love that.
Greatest thing that can happen.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
So will you celebrate big time for year one? I mean, I feel like you guys are celebration people.
We will.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that we'll see pictures.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Are you a gift giver? Like, do you actually go out and buy a nice gift and everything?
Yes.
Wow.
A thoughtful gift. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I keep notes during the year.
Really? Can you help with my husband out? Is Lewis?
Yeah, no. Lewis is like, can you pick out something online that you want me to buy for you?
Oh,
if it's from Amazon, that's better because it's free shipping.
At least you even get to do that. He's like, so I guess, do you want to go out to dinner maybe?
Oh.
That's about.
Like, do you want me to find a babysitter?
Yeah.
For
can
us?
You call Nana to see if she'll watch the boys?
So, no, Lewis learned very early though that don't pick out clothing or shoes for me.
Oh no, because they're gonna go back.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Look at
myself.
Look at you.
Kathy's birthday. Take her to Pirates Voyage.
Ooh,
aren't you just nifty?
There you go. Otherwise, I'll forget.
But I love the fact because that's what I've gotten to get for the kids, but for us too, is more. I'd rather do experiences and something that's memorable versus another item.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, clothes you're not going to be able to pick out for me. Let's just be real. Yeah. Don't get me perfume because I've been wearing the same perfume since middle school. I know that's crazy, but let's do something that we're going to remember and enjoy.
Exactly.
So we'll have to maybe one episode we'll talk about some fun things that we could do for celebration of, anniversaries, birthdays, whatever it may be.
Yeah. You know, I said that Lewis is not a good gift giver, but he's gotten some good stuff. He's gotten me a family photo session before.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, which was a good one. And he did, for our anniversary, he got a constellation map of the stars the night that we got married.
Well, there you go.
And the location of they were. Yeah.
No, that's original. Thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. And original.
I like
that. So, sorry, Lewis. I give you credit. You are a good gift giver.
Sorry, Barrett. I don't give you credit. he'll get a card maybe, by 9 o'clock at night. Oh, crap. I need to go to CVS real quick.
So, Shannon, we're going to start a new segment.
Okay.
It is called I Can't Believe That Happened. Working title, John. Working title. So in future, we're going to need to know a better title. But Shannon, you have a story that has had me dying for a week and a half now.
Yes, because I think you were the first person that got told about this. So let's just start it off. So it was a school day and we were really bad weather here along the Grand Strand. I believe it was on a Thursday. Yes, it was on a Thursday. Mm-hmm.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Because after school activities were canceled and everything.
After school activities were canceled, I did not get the phone call from the school because there's the phone system of calling all the parents to let them know something was taking place wasn't working correctly.
Okay.
But they sent an email to my personal email, and I hate to say I don't check my personal email often as I do with my work email. So I didn't realize it that after school care programs were canceled. So this is about 2:30 in the afternoon. that one of my girlfriends, thank goodness, was calling me, but I was in the process of meeting with a member. Mm-hmm. So I called her right back after I got done, because then I was headed to a ribbon cutting. She's like, hey, you want me to get the boys for you? I'm like, well, no, because, you know, I'll get them. We yeah. already have another event to go to Barrett's office. And she's like, Shannon, there's no after school care.
Where are they going to go?
Where yeah. are they? Oh, my goodness. Are you serious? Yeah. I'm like, all right. Okay. Well, add all this, you know, going on. I get a text from Grayson, the youngest one. His teacher text, she said, you know, we had science day today, which I knew they were having science mm-hmm. day, because I was learning so much about the different scientific words to mm-hmm. animals and everything else. Shannon, Grayson is really concerned because we learned about goldfish, and he doesn't want these goldfish to die. So can you please, you know, take a goldfish? I'm mm-hmm. like, do what? She's like, well, actually, he's taking two. He's taking two goldfish? What?
Now, did other kids in the class so take the goldfish home
only,
too?
Only kids that were not taking the bus
uh-huh.
because come to find out the fish were in mason jars.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, we're truly in the South. yeah. So some of the kids did. But mm-hmm. since the teacher knows me and we're friends,
right.
you know, she made sure to at least text me, but pretty much say, like, hey, by the way, you're taking
fish. You have a pet coming home, too. Yeah. yeah.
Okay. So after school care is canceled. I'm in the mix of having to head to a ribbon mm-hmm. cutting. Thank goodness I had a girlfriend go pick up the boys for me. Well, I have no fishbowl or anything.
Oh, right.
No.
What yeah, am I going to put them in a water glass at home?
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Get the ribbon cutting done, pouring down rain, go to Walmart, get a fishbowl. Well, got to tell you guys, there's a fishbowl that comes with rocks and a little cute little tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it has goldfish food and then also like the clear stuff to help with the water mm-hmm. and everything. $10.
Hey. Wow.
Right?
Sweet deal.
Walmart knows it.
They know that parents like yes. myself have to deal with something like this.
Sounds like you're not the first one to right? have this happen.
Science Day must happen a lot at the schools. Just saying.
Yeah.
So, okay, all right. Get this nice little fishbowl. Mm-hmm. Go pick up the boys. Well, we have to still go to Barrett's work mm-hmm. event at his office. So both the boys have to carry the fish are in two different mason jars.
Okay.
So they have to carry these fish into uh-huh. Barrett's company's
Right. Can't leave
event.
Them in the car.
No, I can't leave them in the car. Mm-mm. So here we are coming in with soaking wet with.
Does Barrett know at this point that fish are coming home?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's a surprise for him.
So surprise for him. So we walk in and it was so funny. So all of his coworkers and their families and stuff are in the warehouse. And here we come in. We're late because I had to go get a fishbowl with two mason jars. And they're like, what in the world? And there's fish in there. So, of course, that was the highlight of the company party, mm-hmm. you know. So,
yeah.
hey. So find out, too, that, you know, my girlfriend who picked them up, so she got to meet the fish first.
So she was gracious enough to bring the fish home too.
She was like, oh, this is hilarious. Really, she's laughing. She's like, ha, it's you and not me.
Yeah.
So to kind of find out the names. Mm-hmm. So the names, Bob and Dragon.
Bob and Dragon.
Bob from the movie Hotel Transylvania. Do you remember the big dog?
Uh-huh.
And they would just say, hi, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were trying to hide the dog on the boat.
Uh-huh.
So my kids like to just randomly say, hi, Bob, all around. And then the other fish, because he was so red and orange, he looked like the fire that a dragon spits out.
Creative.
So, dragon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Dragon and Bob are still alive. And this has been, well, like almost a month, I think.
Hey, that's pretty good for goldfish.
Right? I was so proud of myself, like mm-hmm. keeping these things alive because, you know, yeah, they wanted the fish, and then maybe 2 days later, who's taking care of the fish?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me. So now we added two new family members.
Perfect.
To the Furtick family, Bob and Dragon.
Dragon Furtick.
Dragon Furtick, exactly.
wow.
Yeah, but because of the fact that got that fishbowl
mm-hmm.
and fish... After maybe 2 days or so, that water is really yucky.
Gross. Yeah.
So I was having to clean the fishbowl almost every 2 days, and mm-hmm. I don't got time for all that. Just saying. So I ended up breaking down, going back to Walmart and getting a fancier fish one. Tank actually has the filter because they stayed alive this long. I'm like, this is amazing for me.
Right, right.
Because I hate to say it, I've never been one to be able to keep goldfish alive for a long time.
No, no.
So now we have an even fancier fish tank. Ooh. With a little submarine and a little pyramid-looking purple thing with two different trees and some rocks and glass rocks. And
so you're, like, attached at this point.
So now they actually entertain me because they're actually really funny. I didn't realize fish, like, the littlest things can entertain me, but they just swim and make the bubbles all over the place. But Bob and Dragon are still alive and doing well.
Good.
And we did our good deed, and Gracie kept two fish alive.
Well, what was the teacher going to do if nobody took these fish home? Was she just going to
probably going to send them all with Gracie because, ha-ha, Shannon, here you go. Because I told her, I said, her name is Meryl. I was like, Meryl, we're going to have you on this podcast
day. Yes.
Because you probably have so many stories as the kindergarten teacher, and she is wide open, just like the kindergartners, to talk about the fish day how you were able to get parents to take home fish.
Yeah, and not even give a warning that they're coming home.
That's
crazy. So,
because that could have quickly become a lesson in, like, when things die or pass away, like, that easily could have become that lesson that day.
It could have been. It really could have been. But no. Mm-hmm. We added two
family members added.
So it's been fun.
Yeah, when you told me that story, I was dying. Like, the text messages were just rolling in, and it kept getting better
and
better.
I probably should have recorded everything that day because I know it was way more funnier that day because I was just rolling my eyes about
For one, like,
what?
Meanwhile, there's a major storm rolling in. Yeah, exactly.
School
and
gets,
like,
canceled. Like,
alarms are going off throughout the city of, you know, tornado watches and warnings. And we're
dealing with trying to find a fishbowl.
Yeah, exactly.
So, And I mean, and Grayson, you know, he's my second child. And he's pretty much just like, let's go and play basketball or baseball or something. He's not the animal. Like, he likes animals, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Gabriel is the caring and, like, over-compassionate one. So I could totally see Gabriel. But this coming from Grayson, I'm like, okay, does he get a special award or some chocolate for taking home these goldfish?
What's his motive?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah, so that made me even more. I'm like, what? All right. So, yes. I should have pulled up all the text messages.
Yeah, right?
From the two of us. Like,
yes.
I don't even remember. Let's see if we even have them saved, because I think I was laughing as much as you were through the text messages, because I was like, you won't believe actually what I have going on. Let's see here. How long ago was this?
Gosh, about a month ago, right? This was...
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Yeah, because I think we had recorded one of our last shows, like, the day before, 2 days before.
So, let's see here. It was back on March the 31st, and you had sent me a text about something, a cool Tar Heels item that you left on my desk. And I said, you rock, thank you. I said, oh, yeah, by the way, on a way to a ribbon cutting, get the email from Horry County Schools that after school care is canceled and all extracurricular activities. Thank God one of my friends called me to let me know that she was going to pick up the boys before I had pick up the boys for me. So I headed to the house to grab them. Oh, my goodness. That was you. So on top of that, I get a text from Grayson's teacher today with Science Day. And Grayson asked if he could take two goldfish home because he was afraid they were going to die. So now I'm headed to go and get a fishbowl. Second child. So trying to figure out what color rocks to get and what type of fishbowl. Make sure I get the right
because if
fish,
you were to pick the
food,
wrong color,
I mean,
rocks,
yeah,
you know.
So yeah, and then I said my girlfriend texted me, you're not going to believe their names. So you said, oh, I can't wait to find that
out. And I thought at that moment that you knew. There was a long dramatic pause.
There was a draw.
Yeah,
yes,
like an hour wait that I had to wait for these names.
And then Bob and Dragon. Yes. So has Colton done anything along those lines yet?
You know, nothing crazy like that. He does have a best friend at preschool, which is like the first friend, aww, a little boy named Cade. They do everything together, including they've started this new game at recess where they both take off their shoes and throw them over the fence. Yeah, exactly.
Is it a way to try to get out?
I don't know. The fence is high, too. Like, it's a high fence because it's around the playground, yeah, you know? And, of course, it's, like, all slatted. Like, you can't see through it because they don't want, you know, people looking at the, yeah, kids, obviously. So you can't just, like, reach through and grab the shoes. So I've had to pick him up before, and he doesn't have his shoes on. And the teacher's like, you have to go get his shoes from around the corner before you go and bring him out. So, I think he thinks it's funny. And him and his little buddy, Cade, they do it together.
That's fun.
I haven't met Cade's mom yet. I need to connect so that boys can have a play date. But apparently they're
inseparable.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
Yeah, they're even potty training together. They both go to the bathroom, aww, at the same time.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's, wow, awesome.
Yeah. Potty buddy.
Exactly. Yeah, right? His little potty buddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, the girlfriend that actually picked up the boys, uh-huh, for me this day, her son and Grayson have grown up together since they were, I think, maybe like 3 or 4 months, mm-hmm, old at the daycare, and we've still stayed in contact. So
yeah,
that's awesome that he has a little buddy,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
So we can hopefully plan some play dates with Cade and Cade's mom and do that kind of thing, because apparently they're inseparable at school. So,
hey,
yeah.
Savannah's playground. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's going to be a play date.
Exactly. 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 Well, I think we've caught up on life.
Yeah.
So now that you know that the segment's about John, we have to start thinking of a working title, because there's going to be a lot of these, like, yeah, I can't believe that happened moments.
And I'll make sure to, like, have it a little bit better, like, not even rehearse, but remember some of, yeah, it. Because I hate to say it, like, I kind of forgot some of the details.
We did a good job,
right?
Rehashing,
I mean,
the story. It made me laugh again.
Had me in stitches.
See? Right? Exactly. The best thing is the names. That's just what cracks me,
yes,
up.
Yes, agreed.
So,
agreed.
Yeah.
Dragon and Bob. That should be the title of this podcast, by the way.
There we go.
Oh, Dragon and Bob.
Two fish named Dragon and Bob. Dragon and Fish. Or Dragon and Bob.
Dragon the and fish.
Bob.
Fish.
Like Bob. Come on. Dragon in the
hi,
water.
Bob. That's exactly. Hi, Bob. Oh, and we have a coworker, Bob, that works,
oh,
with,
yeah,
us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He loved names.
Of course he did.
For sure.
So, yes. Yeah. Good times. So, Jen.
Yes.
All right. I am really dying to hear about,
I know,
this,
I kind of,
like,
kept this a secret from y'all.
Yeah.
Like, I've been
so
waiting to, like, bring it out.
Consignment stores?
Yes.
To, like.
So, about 2 years ago, kind of in the middle of the pandemic, I was like, all right, I have some stuff in my closet that I need to get rid of. I had heard about this site, Poshmark.
Okay.
I had actually been on it like 5 or 6 years ago. And when I logged in and had an account already, I'd forgotten that I'd actually sold some stuff on there. But so sold some stuff from my own personal closet. And then I was like, you know, and at this point I had been furloughed from my job. So, mm-hmm, had time. The Goodwills, and at that time was living in North Carolina, the Goodwills there were open. So started shopping around, and it really, like, you go to Goodwills and pick out things that are trendy and popular, and, like, you would not believe the things that people donate. It is unbelievable. Brand new items with tags.
I can believe,
like,
it.
Brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And we're lucky here, in South Carolina, because all of the Palmetto Goodwills in the area, they, like, all shirts are the same price, all, mm-hmm, pants are the same price, whereas in a lot of states, each individual Goodwill can mark up items as much as they want.
Oh, wow. I,
yeah,
didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, like, if you get a trendy name like a Lilly Pulitzer or something, mm-hmm, like that, they can mark that up to, like, $20-$30.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, and then, you know, I really, at one point I had over 200 items listed on my Poshmark closet.
Wow, that's hard to keep up with, right?
Yeah. Thank goodness I had time through furlough and I really was able to kind of start my business. But a lot of it, I also feel good about doing it because it's reusing clothes that would otherwise go into a dump.
Yeah.
So for those that don't know, after about 3 weeks, Goodwill pulls all the inventory out of, or like the inventory that's 3 weeks or so old. Mm-hmm. So people donate their clothes, obviously. Goodwill then puts it on the racks, whatever doesn't sell in that kind of that 3 week period. Then either stuff will go directly to the dump from there, or they'll go to what they call Goodwill outlets. Mm-hmm. And we actually don't have one that's super close to us. I think the closest one is in Charleston. But the Goodwill outlets, the way those work is they just take bins of clothes. There's no organization to it. And you can go through the bins and you actually pay by the pound for how much you pick out. Yeah. So there's no, I think it's $1.25 per pound or right around there.
Yeah.
And that includes like all their home good items and everything, like shoes, everything is. Yeah. But it basically, as a reseller, I know that I'm giving life back to clothes that would otherwise just go right to a dump, essentially.
You know, it's
and sit around.
Surprising. Mm-hmm. I mean, with all the homeless to the, you know, less fortunate, you would think that they would just take. You know,
I think it's just a process. You know what I mean? It's just easier to take it to the next. Exactly.
That is, I never knew that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know, if you have the time and can have some fashion sense and know what's popular and brands that are, you know, work. I've taken basically essentially the ability to go into a Goodwill, or we have some great local thrift stores around here too, some consignment stores and stuff, that, you know, I utilize, and they're turn it into extra cash.
That's
Last year I made almost $8,000 extra.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Heck? Yeah.
Dang, I want you to help show me all this stuff.
Yeah.
I have so many clothes just that. And that's just where it starts.
That it's just things around the house that you know.
Now, how do you know how to price things?
So Poshmark, the app, actually, and I'm on Poshmark and Mercari. A lot of other resellers sell on eBay. For me, I think that eBay is a little time-consuming, and I just don't have the time because you have to plan out shipping and all of that, where Poshmark and Mercari, they send you the shipping label. So you
That's cool.
Yeah. So once it's purchased by somebody, they send you the shipping label, and you just print it out and put it on the item and ship it out. But they actually have, like, an algorithm that kind of helps you. They take words out of your description. They know, like, brands and stuff, and they'll actually help you price what it should
this
be sitting at.
So cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get a tutorial on this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
You know, it's really become, like I said, kind of a side hustle, but something I enjoy. Lewis knows I enjoy it. So if I'm having a bad day or if things are going chaotic, he'll be like, well, why don't you just go out and thrift for a little bit and, you know, take some time for yourself. I love to just go into a Goodwill and put in my headphones and just look through and see what I can find. It's like treasure hunting to me.
I love going to Goodwill. Mm-hmm. I have a beautiful chair in our Carolina room.
It's unbelievable. The things
$60, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then in the stores, it was like $700. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
I found just a couple. Oh, I actually sometimes I go on my lunch break because we have the Goodwill, the new one in Market Common.
Oh, I'm so going with you one day.
Absolutely, yes.
John, you know you want
to
go.
So it takes me like 10 minutes to get down there, and then I have like 45 minutes or so to shop around. And
that is awesome.
Usually start in the jeans section.
Okay.
Because that's a high profit item.
Is the best brand in jeans? Because I'm still old school and wear my American Eagle ones.
So Levi's are still really popular, and honestly, like, the older the version of Levi is, the more kind of like the vintage ones are really coming back in style. They're not going to make you the most money, but you can sell them for $20-$30 and they're going to sell quick. When you buy them from Goodwill, their price on jeans is $5.99. So if you can, you know, turn around a quick,
this is so cool.
Yeah, you can make $10-$15 per jeans that you pick up.
Do you have like an extra room at the house or something?
I do. So
because I mean, you know.
I do have an extra room, actually, just a closet right now that I use. It does take up a lot of storage space. I think my active listings right now is 180 items, but some of those are small items. You know, like bras. Mm-hmm. To be honest with you, Goodwill, all their bras are 99 cents.
Wow.
And You can sell a Victoria's Secret bra if it's in really good condition, or sometimes I even find them like new with the tag still on them, and they'll sell for $30-$35, and that's an easy, quick flip turnaround.
So who got you into this? You were just searching, I don't know.
Yeah, just I saw it
and figure out something to do. Yeah. I'm so impressed. Yeah. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, when do you have the time to do this?
It is a little time consuming. So then obviously once you purchase the item, you got to photograph then post them online. I've gotten pretty quick about posting it online. And these sites have like a template page that you just plug the pictures into. Tells you where to put the name and the description and all of that kind of stuff.
Do you have to kind of search for the description itself, or you just use your own description?
A little bit of both. Okay. Sometimes if I find the listing online, like if it's still on a website or something, I'll just copy and paste right from the website.
Right, but also, yeah.
You know, that's probably plagiarism, but so far I haven't been caught, so still
change
using
it. Change a couple
it.
Words.
Exactly,
out.
Exactly.
You know, we're good to go.
So what is your store name?
Okay,
I'm
so my
right now.
Yeah.
My Poshmark closet is JJ Beach Girl 34.
Okay.
I have men's and women's. I haven't gotten into the children's side of things.
No.
There's just not a high profit in that. Yeah. And when I go to a Goodwill, I don't have a ton of time. You know, there are a lot of people, especially I follow on YouTube and that kind of thing, that this is their full-time job.
I can believe it.
They spend hours and hours going through Goodwill, and some even have employees that help them list and all of that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's a real
My sister-in-law
business.
Has done a few. She just loves to go to Goodwill just to shop because she's a stay-at-home mom. But she found, and I am sorry, I don't know all the name brands, but she found a pair of name brand shoes that they were a little scuffed up, that she cleaned them and everything, sold them on Facebook Marketplace for like a couple $100s.
Yeah.
And that she got at Goodwill.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy moly.
I was in there yesterday on my lunch break, and there was a pair of men's boots that by a brand name called Sorel, S-O-R-E-L. I mean, they retail for like $300, and they were like heavy winter boots with like fur, like the duck boot style.
So what size are those? Because we know you got them.
I didn't end up picking them up.
No.
Only because it was really bulky, and I will be honest, I like to list things that I enjoy.
Okay.
They just didn't bring joy into my life, so I didn't pick them up.
Hey, no, that's cool.
But I was like, somebody's going to get these and hopefully resell them.
I found you.
You found me. Yeah.
All right.
Your Harry Potter t-shirt.
Yep, my Harry Potter. That's one of the things I have on
there. Do you have a Beetle shirt?
Yes.
I don't have a Beetle shirt. Oh. I have sold a Beetle t-shirt in the past, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking through here.
Okay. Yeah.
That is so cool. Wow.
Yeah. I just sold today. There was a dress that I sold. I get the little notification about it. Yeah, sold it for $40. So
now, because I'm so intrigued right now.
Yeah.
So do the people pay by like PayPal or Venmo?
So
or
they pay directly through the site? Poshmark site.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
I have Poshmark. I don't even know if I have an account. I may have an account because I just thought, oh yeah, one of my friends was talking about it. I was like, yeah, let's just see what it is. But I never even used it or did anything with it.
Yep.
Now I'm totally going to stalk you and see
please
what you've got going on.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. You're gonna have to have a whole like room at the house.
Yeah,
like not even just a closet.
Converse.
Yeah,
you
aren't those
Converse
cool Converses?
Vintage shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, what size are they?
They're size 5. They were small, but size 5 is considered a child shoe. So I only paid $2.99 for them instead of the $6.99.
$45.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Wow. You know, Gabriel's a size 5. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never do this.
Look, John he's just going, he's going through all of them right now. He's going to be like telling us about each one of these different items. So is that, okay, is there any other things that you do? Because, I mean, this is, would have never in my wildest dreams thought.
No.
I mean, yeah. This is how you stay so calm. You find something that this
it
actually
does bring me zen. I will say that. Yeah,
that's
I get into
though.
A zone, and like whether I'm shopping or like listing my items, or like I get a joy when I get a notification that something's sold.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like
you get that high.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly.
Endorphin high.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. Especially considering the fact of having a family and this mm-hmm. is additional income,
yes.
which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I tell Lewis, I'm like, listen, my hobby brings in income. Your hobbies cost us.
Yeah. My hobby helps pay for your hobby. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but he's been really supportive. You know,
be too if you're bringing that extra
go
income.
Take some time. Exactly. You know, take some time for yourself and
well, and this
make
is
that
just
happen.
A great thing for you just to have like that it brings you joy, but mm-hmm. it gives you also some peace and quiet. So,
absolutely.
You need that when mm-hmm. when you have a family. Mm-hmm. Like last weekend when Barrett went up to his parents' house to get the boys and mm-hmm. hang out with them for Easter.
Yeah.
I had Saturday and Sunday to myself, and I love my family, but it was so nice just to be, I didn't have to worry about cooking dinner
nope.
or have to worry about doing chores
yeah.
or whatever.
And it was
it
quiet.
Be.
You
it
didn't have
quiet.
To worry about why it was quiet.
Exactly. And I mean, but I love going shopping, mm-hmm. like window shopping,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know like any of the name brands or things along those lines, but it does bring me joy if I'm stressed to just mm-hmm. go shopping.
Yeah.
Just to look at things. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, I might buy random stuff here or
yeah.
there, but it's just something that's fun to do.
Yeah.
But this is really cool that you get to actually make money off of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and then take
care. It seriously is like treasure hunting. It's so much
yeah.
fun. Like to find a hidden gem in the middle of, you know, all of the,
no wonder why you got
chaos.
So many Easter eggs at our staff Easter egg hunt.
True.
That's how.
All right, ready for this?
Yeah.
Guess how many followers she has.
Let's see. Maybe 5,000?
It's probably close to 100,000.
41,000.
Oh, 41,000.
41,
okay.
Followers.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. How did you know? So how do you, is it just from when you sell, do you ask for reviews or when you sell, you just get more followers?
Yeah, so the way that Poshmark kind of works is like that sounds like a lot, but in reality, like I'm constantly following people like just by
yeah.
clicking on their closet and that kind of thing. And I actually subscribe to it's called Posher VA and it's a virtual assistant. Part of the way that you become better at selling is with Poshmark, you share your closet constantly,
mm-hmm.
And Posher VA helps me do that. And
now,
it's just an app
paid?
On my phone. It is,
okay.
Yeah. And it's not terribly expensive, but you know, like any small business, you gotta
put
resources
put
into,
money
it.
Into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so there are some costs that come out of it like that and all your shipping.
Mm-hmm.
I like to send mine in fun packaging and make it look pretty for the consumer. So
do you like wrap it up or like
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I usually get like the clear plastic bags and then I do like some stickers on it that say thank you. And then
mm-hmm.
I have special mailing bags that are decorated for the season or
this
with florals
so
and stuff.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've also learned a lot about the postal system doing it this way.
I can imagine.
So, mm-hmm. But, I mean, Poshmark pretty much does everything for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a wizard or know-it-all technology-wise or, like, you know a lot about the postal system or shipping.
Yeah.
eBay, you tend to have to know a lot about shipping
because
you have to know about, like, weights and that kind of thing. And I don't want to dive into that. It's not that mm-hmm. important in my life that I need it. A lot of your full-time sellers, that's where they make a good amount of money. But, you know, I've shipped to almost every single state in the United States.
That's so neat.
I usually sell 3 to 4 items a week. And
so do you? So you must know, like, your name brands or what's in style?
Yeah, I actually do a good bit of research on that kind of stuff. There's, you know, certainly popular names that Lululemon is the number one selling item across all of Poshmark and reselling. So anytime you see that logo, as long as it's in good condition, definitely, you know, that's one to pick up. It's going to sell fast. It's going to sell, you know, for a good amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like some of the trends, trendier ones, that like Allbirds right now is a shoe company. They're super popular on there. Tory Burch always sells well. Yeah. And then you know, you have your standard ones, like a lot of good pieces by J. Crew. Mm-hmm. Do well. I was lucky enough the other day, I found a J. Crew jumpsuit that still had the tags on it. You know, and I was able to flip that and turn it around for about $45. So
how often are you going to the thrift stores?
The last 2 months I've kind of died down on mm-hmm. that side of things, and probably only get there about once a week. But there was a while there where, you know, both Saturday and Sunday I was hitting it for at least an hour, hour and a half. We have a lot of Goodwill stores in this area. Mm-hmm. And then we have, in Pawleys Island is a Goodwill boutique, which there's only 50 of those in the United States.
Oh, wow.
So we're really lucky to have one of those.
I've been wanting to go there.
It's really, really cool. It's a great spot. And you know, it for a Goodwill boutique is essentially, items that they pull that are higher value dollar items or new tag items, that are higher dollar value, and, they price it a little bit higher, but it's a smaller selection, and you know, everything you're going through has more value than just the t-shirts and that kind of stuff. So it's a little bit easier to shop through. You're going to pay a little bit more, but usually those items are going to sell for more too. So.
Well, John, we're going to have to go one day with Jen and go thrifting.
Yeah.
This sounds like so much fun.
Her most expensive item.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what it is?
Is it that skirt that's $120 or $120?
A skirt for $120?
No. It's a pantsuit for $200.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From
Love Shack Fancy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love Shack Fancy is a very high-end brand name.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I actually bought that. So not everything comes from Goodwill. Sometimes when TJ Maxx and Marshalls have their yellow tag clearance sales, you'll find some items that are worth reselling through there.
Look at you. We learned something new about you every day.
Yeah.
I think, I'm definitely an open book. John's kind of an open book some days. Just depends.
Got to catch him at the right time.
Got to catch him at the right time. Exactly. This is so neat. Does anyone know that you do this? Like your close friends or?
Of
course, Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Lewis, yeah. I've had my mom shop for me every once in a while because she lives in Florida. So sometimes they get some different stuff. So I'll be like, if you're going to Goodwill, here's three brands just to look for. If you find them, just buy the pieces. And she hasn't found anything for me yet, but she's willing to go in and at least look around.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
That's fun. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add to when it comes to recycling?
You know, keeping clothes out of landfills and giving them a second life.
I didn't know what to expect when she brought up this topic, John.
No idea.
This just blew me away. That is so neat.
Thanks.
I just can't wait to learn about all this stuff.
I'll teach you anything that you need to know.
I just think it's cool that you know all the name brands. I'm like, yeah, let's go to Costco. Oh, look, there's a cool shirt or Sam's Club, Target.
Don't get me wrong. I do that, too.
Okay.
Most of these brands is not something I would wear myself. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I will say, though, because I have noticed you always wear the best shoes.
Thank you.
When it comes the name brand shoes that are, but they're cute and comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you can wear to work, but also, you know, if you're going out, if you want to do
I'm
that
also
too.
A sneakerhead.
Oh, yes.
And obviously we can't wear those to work, but my sneaker collection is fairly large.
I've said numerous times, if we could just wear tennis shoes to work, that would be wonderful.
Yeah.
So
it was. What are you wearing today?
Well, I'm wearing a tennis shoes.
It is
so,
jeans day.
It is jeans day.
Jeans
I have Tory Burch flip flops on. But
know
they
where
came
those from?
No. They came from the Tory Burch outlet.
Okay.
On super clearance. So I'm a bargain hunter, even when it comes to like other shopping in general.
I need to find some flats because the flats that I've purchased in years, like I just haven't purchased flats in a while.
Yeah.
But a lot of times
there's just some things that aren't fun to shop for.
No.
Flats are just not fun.
They're not. And it's like, where do you even go to look for them? A lot of times I just order them on the Amazon and be done with it. But I'm in my Skecher tennis shoes, you know, my mom's shoes.
I like it.
Brown.
There you go, bro.
You didn't even wear jeans today for jeans day.
I forgot about it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I still owe my dollar.
There. I gave $5 today because I had a $5 bill in my wallet. So there you I paid
go.
For you.
That's good for
thanks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Need to go.
Throughout the year.
There you go. Exactly. Get a whole month in.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, gang.
Yeah.
I think we've talked it all out.
I think so. I actually got to go to flag football practice.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. And then I found out like about an hour and a half ago that Barrett's fraternity brothers are in town. So I guess we have a fraternity brother event tonight as well. So
do you know where it is yet?
It is at Ocean Lakes.
Okay.
One of their fraternity brothers has a house there.
Nice.
But he's like cooking crab legs and shrimp and oysters and... So I'm like, all right, I'm in for this.
Absolutely.
Now, is the family invited? Because I don't have time to call Nana to ask Nana to watch the boys.
And yeah.
So the kids are invited.
All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun evening.
Yeah.
We're doing Batman and watching, or we're ordering pizza and watching the new Batman.
Oh, see, Friday nights is usually it's movie night for us. So I'm kind of jealous because you're going to be probably in pajamas.
Yeah, for sure.
And on the couch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's... the amazing Friday night. Mm-hmm. Wow. So
have you, either one of you seen the new Batman?
No.
I have not.
Yeah.
Is it even out yet? Like, are you getting it from HBO Max or something?
Where's that coming streaming through?
It is one of the platforms has it. Not Prime. It's not Netflix.
Was it HBO Max?
It might be HBO Max. Yeah.
Let us know how. Oh, look at you.
We share. We're going to get them.
Don't say that out loud.
They're going to come
right
for
now.
Us, right?
Right?
HBO Max.
HBO Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We got hooked on HBO Max. The what's the cartoon? The Titans.
Oh, yeah.
That series. Because my brother-in-law logged in and forgot to log out when he was in town. And so we were using his username and password. But then they decided to cancel their account. So it's like, darn. Right? So anyways.
Well, so it's a 3-hour long movie, so it'll be a weekend worth of movies. I don't think I'm going to make it for 3 hours.
Yeah, no,
tonight.
I know.
On a Friday night?
I'll be lucky to make it till about 9 o'clock tonight, so I'm just not going to lie.
All right, well.
So how do you want to wrap it up?
I think we should wrap it up with a...
Are you going to tease to see who's...
Oh, who is next? Yeah.
Would Stephanie be the next one for Ground Zero?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So... So
next week we're coming live from Nacho Hippo with a special guest that's talking to us about Ground Zero and the benefits they bring to the community.
And then the fun race that we're going to be participating in next week.
Absolutely. So more to come.
Yay.
Stay tuned. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.